Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Pei. We are holding a daf Ayin Tesam Beis. We have the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Tesam Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and the Ili Nishmas, his mother, Gold Basimcha La Shalom, and is also sponsored by the Penstein family in memory of Mayor Penstein, Zichron Vracha, whose yahrzeit was this week. And the Shem Shem and Aliyah, we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the Mishnah is going to talk about different psulim in a get that would cause us to say, Teitze Mizeh Mizeh V'kol Adrach Me'eluba, that a woman gets herself in a real bind, where she's not going to be married to her first husband, she's not going to be married to the husband that she remarries, and she's going to have all the chumras that we're going to throw at her. And the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to give not only some the classic case of Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, but four additional cases where we're going to say Teitze Mizeh Mizeh V'kol Adrachim Ha'eluba. Then the Gemara is going to discuss dating a get by the Malchus, and what makes something or Malchus She'eno Hogenes, what's considered to be insulting to the king when you date a get by certain things, what's considered to be a compliment to the king to date a get. Why would they be misakin in the first place that we date a get by the year of the king? The Gemara is also going to talk about when we put the makom in a get, the makom of the is it important to put the makom of where the get is being written, or only the makom of where the husband happens to be, of where the get is being given. The Gemara is going to then on Amud Beis talk about a Shomeris Yavam who gets married because one of the other tzaros already did Yibum. But then it turned out that Yibum was invalid. It turned out that the one who did the Yibum was an islandist, let's say. So the whole Yibum was invalid. So now what do we do? And we're going to talk about with two different cases where the Yibum is invalid, and the Gemara is going to discuss why we need to be told about two different cases which basically make the same basic point. So let's begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Tesam Veiz. So again, this Mishnah is going to be talking about gittin that are not written properly, that there's some violation of some takanas chachamim in the way that they're written, and what happens if the husband uses such a get to divorce his wife, and then the woman gets remarried based on that get. So the Chacham made a takana that when his sofer writes a get, he has to mention the malchus that the get is being written in, and that's they do that by writing the date of how many years that king has been in power. So Sofer writes a get in Bavel, has to write the get based on how many years that current Melech Bavel has been on the throne. So if he's in Bavel and he's Kasav l'shum Malchus Sheino Genes, he writes the date in the get based on some other Malchus, like he writes based on Malchus Sheino Genes, which is a fancy way of saying Romans. He writes it based on the Roman Malchus, and we'll discuss in the Gemara why that's Dafka what's chosen to be called the Malchus She'eno Genes. L'shum Malchus Madai, or not just the Romans, he writes it based on the Malchus of Madai, or L'shum Malchus Yavan, or he doesn't mention the Malchus at all in a get, L'binyan Abayis. Instead he writes based on how many years it's been since the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, or L'churban Abayis. Instead of writing based on the Malchus, he writes the date in the get based on how many years it's been since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So in all of those cases, all five of those cases, Malchus Sheino Genes, Malchus Madai, Malchus Yavan, Binyan Abayis, Churban Abayis, in all of those cases the get is possible because he didn't write the get the way the Chacham said that you're supposed to write based on the number of years of that Malchus. So the get is not a valid get. Rashi holds the get is possible Mida Oraisa, that this is a psul Mida Oraisa in the get. Tosfos in Dibra Maskul Tzricha and the other Rishonim all ask on Rashi, how could it be possible Mida Oraisa? The Chacham are the ones that possible it. Mida Oraisa, there's no psul in the get. The Chacham are the ones that require that you write based on the Malchus. So all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say, no, when we say that the get is going to be possible, that's only a psul midrabana, not a psul mida oraisa. Another case where a get that's not written based on the takanas chum, the chumar misakein, that the sofer should record in the get the place where he is when he is writing the get. It's going to be machlokas rishonim exactly what that means. Tosfos and many other rishonim hold that the Mishnah means that he has to write the makom of the ksivas haget, the ksav sofer, whereas Tosfos and Yevam Ramas and Daf Tzadi Aleph and Beis and many other Rishonim say that no, not the place of the Ksiva Saget, but the Makom of the Chasima Saget. But be that as it may, the place where the get is being produced, whether it be Al Yidei the Ksiva or Al Yidei the Chasima, there's a Takanas Chacham that has to be written into the get. So Haya B'Mizrach, if the sofer was in the east of Kasav B'Marav, and the get that was in the get, it says that it was written in the west, or B'Marav the Kasav B'Mizrach, or was actually being written in the west, and in the get it's recorded that it's being written in the east. So the get is going to be possible because it wasn't written the way the Chachamim were Masakin that a get is supposed to be written. So in these cases, if a person is Megarish using such a get where it doesn't mention the Malchus, or it doesn't mention the proper makom of the sofer at the time of the writing of the get, and then the woman goes and gets married to somebody else based on having received such a get, Teitzei Miza Umiza, so she has to divorce both husbands. She's usher to her first husband and to the husband that she remarried. Utzricha get Miza Umiza, and if she wants to get married to somebody else, she's going to need to receive a new get, both from the first husband as well as from the second husband. Now, according to Rashi, that the get that the first husband gave her is pasul mita oraisa. So I understand very well why she needs a get from the first husband. She's never received a get from the first husband. Why does she need a get from the second husband? If she never was divorced from the first husband, the nisuin with the second husband is worthless. It's not a nisuin at all. So why does she even need a get? So Rashi explains that the chamor goes there, that she's going to need a get from the second husband because people are going to think that before she married the second husband, that she actually did receive a get from the first husband, and now they're going to see that she's leaving the second husband without a get. So that's a din midrabanan, that she requires a get from the second husband, because everyone's going to think that she had a legitimate marriage with the second husband, even though on a Daraisa level, she did not. Now, according to Tosos and the other Rishonim who disagree with Rashi, and who hold that Midaraisa, the get from the first husband is kasher, so from the second husband, of course she's going to need a get, because Midaraisa, she was divorced from the first husband, so Midaraisa, she was married to the second husband, so of course she's going to need a get. And the only reason she needs a get from the first husband is Midrabanan, because Midrabanan, there was a problem with the get that she got from the first husband, so she needs to get midrabanan from the first husband. But either way, teitzei miza umiza, and she needs to get miza umiza. And not only that, all these other disadvantages. Ve'inla lo ksuba, she does not receive the chiyuv of the ksuba that the husband was mechayiv himself when they got married. Ve'lo peros, and if she gets captured by goyim, the husband is not chayiv to be poda her. How does the word peros mean that the husband is not chayiv to be poda her? Because the chum mar misaki, and that a husband gets to have the peros of his wife's nechassim, and in exchange for that zuchus of receiving the peros for his wife's nechassim, if she ever gets captured, he has to pay to redeem her from captivity. So that right that a woman has for the husband to be poed to her, we call peros, even though it's not really peros, it's what's in exchange for peros, it's what's din peros, it's not actually peros itself, that's what we refer to by peros. Velo mezonos, the husband is not chayiv to provide her with mezonos to feed her. Velo blaos, if there were old clothing that she had that the husband has in his possession that she brought into the marriage, the husband does not have to return that clothing to her. That's how Rashi understands v'lo blaos. Tosas points out that the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kovalev, tells us that if a woman is mizana, she doesn't lose bla'oseha hakayamim. She doesn't lose the bla'os that are still intact, that the husband is still holding on to. And therefore, Tosfos and many other Rishonim say that when we say v'lo bla'os, it does not mean the begadim that the husband actually physically has. It means begadim that he no longer has. Meaning, if she brought certain begadim into the marriage as nichsei tzon barzel, so min adin, if they get worn out, they get lost, they're gone, the husband has to compensate for them. Yes, they get assessed on the way in exactly how much they're worth, and then he's got to pay for that when they get divorced. So we're saying that's what he doesn't have to pay. But if he actually has the clothing, well, he's not going to keep her old dresses. He should give her the old dresses. So and lo alze velo alze, she has claims on of none of these things on either one of the husbands, not the first husband, not the second husband. And in not the mizeh umizeh, and if she did take these things, shalom kedin from either the first husband or the second husband, tafsir. We don't even say that once she was toe-faced, okay, let her keep it. No, tafsir. She's going to have to return whatever she took. Other dinim about this woman that gets married with these pasul gittin, again, these pasul gittin that are written, dated by the wrong malchus or dated by the churban abayis or binyan abayis, or the wrong place is identified in the get. If she got remarried based on such a get, not only do we have all of these chumras, but vavlad mamzer mizeh umizeh. Any child that she has from the first or the second husband going forward is going to be a mamzer. Velo zevazeh mitaminla. Neither one of them are going to be able to be metame to her if they happen to be kohanim. That's how Rashi writes. It's a little bit strange because if the second guy is a kohen, how did he get married to her? Meaning he only married her because he assumed she was a grusha, because he assumed that the get that the first husband gave her was a valid get. That would make her a grusha. Then he's not allowed to marry her if he's a kohen. So the Marsha says that Rashi means that if the first guy was a kohen and he's still alive when she dies, he's not metamiter. And then if the first guy dies and the second one is a kohen and he marries her becheskas that it's not a get, then he's also not metamiter her. The Maram Shif suggests that we're talking about that the second guy just married her be'isser, or he didn't know that she's a grusha or whatever. He just met her, he saw her on a dating app or something, and he just met, he thought she was just lying about her height and weight or whatever, you know, and he didn't realize that she was also lying about her previous marital status, so he didn't know, so something like that. Other Rishonim say totally just not like Rashi, that it doesn't mean that the husbands are kohanim. The Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of the husband to be osek in kvuras ishto, so it's not talking about kohanim at all. It just says, what does it say? Lov zevzeh mitaminla, nothing to do with kohanim being mitam. It just means a chiyuv of kvura, that neither of them have a chiyuv to be kover as ishto the way a husband would normally have a chiyuv to be kover as ishto. But that's talui in a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in the second parak of Hilchas Evel, because the Rambam holds that Yisrael is not mitzuva to be misasik b'kvuras krovav, that there's no requirement for Yisrael to be engaged in the kvura of his relatives. But the Ravid understands that if we're allowing a kohen to be osik in kvuras krovav, because and we're allowing him to be mitabe, so it must be because it's a very important mitzvah. It must be that it's a mitzvah to do that for anybody, that even Yisrael is a mitzvah to do that. I think Rav Salvation explains that the Rambam Shita is that it's not a mitzvah, but the reason that a Kohen does it is that that's a niyug of avelus, to show that he's willing to sacrifice his tumas kohanim in order to engage. That makes it a niyug of avelus when he's willing to be metame himself. Okay, the other possibility the Marshal says is maybe the first guy is a Kohen, the second guy is a Nazir, and so that's what lo zevzeh rashon litamila. The Achronim all point out that's very difficult, because a Nazir is not allowed to be metame to Ishto Kshera either. A Nazir has much more strict dinim of Tumah. So there's no chiddush in saying that the second husband who's a Nazir is not allowed to be metame to her. Any husband who's a Nazir is not allowed to be metame to his wife. Okay, so you got to figure out what that line means exactly. Those are three of the possibilities. Normally there's a takana that metziasi isha Labaila, that the husband gets whatever the woman finds, and whatever Maisi Adayim the woman produces goes to the husband. Neither of these guys are the husband in that regard. Veloba Afaras Nidra, neither of them are able to be made for her Nidarin. Haisa Bas Yisrael Nifselis Minakuna. If she was a Bas Yisrael, now she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, because any Eishas Ish that was Mizana is Asura LeKohen. That's how Rashi understands. That's what makes her Pasul LeKohen, because an Eishas Ish that's Mizana is Pasul LeKohen. L'chora, you have a much easier way of explaining why she's pasul lakuna, and that is that a grusha is pasul lakuna. But Rashi said no, because this is mizana is pasul lakuna. So why doesn't Marsha points out Why doesn't Rashi just say she's pasul lakuna because she's a grusha? So he says this is Rashi l'shitaso in our Mishnah that we already mentioned that the get that the first husband gave her is pasul mida oraisa. So she's not really a grusha, and therefore Rashi says she's only pasul lakuna mishum zona because so long as she's still an eishes ish of the first guy, she was her whole relationship with the second guy is a znos. So she's not a grusha from the first guy, and therefore she was never married to the second guy, so she's not a grusha from the second guy either, so she's not really a grusha, she's only a zona. But according to the other Rishonim, that the get from the first guy is valid on the Daraisa level, so she's a grusha, and that's the chara why she's pasul lekuhuna, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says nefselas minakuna, because she's a grusha. The Acharim just asked that if she's a grusha, isn't it obvious that she's pasul lekuhuna? Then, meaning, if you say like those other Rishonim that the get is a real valid get midaraisa, of course she's pasul lekuhuna. Every grusha is pasul lekuhuna. So the Marshal suggests what the Mishnah is telling me is that aside from being an isra grusha, she's also asra as an isra zona. And nafkamina is if they tell her, don't marry a Kohen because you're a Zona, and then she gets married, she gets Malkus. That's considered Hasra'a for what she actually is. Whereas normally, if you give someone Hasra'a, and you're giving them Hasra'a for an Aveira that they happen to not be committing, even though they may be committing a different Aveira, they're not going to get Malkus. So even Hasra'a, L'shem Zona, is also going to be a valid Hasra'a. Alternatively, the Marsha says that Eina Chinami, it's a Pashra Din, and we don't need the Mishnah to tell me this Din. But once we're saying Baslevi Mina Meiser, so we talk about Nefselis Mina, meaning it just fits with the flow of everything else. And that brings us to the next line of the Mishnah. Baslevi, mina meiser. If she was a baslevi, the chum made a knas that she can't eat meiser anymore. Bas kohen, mina truma. If she was a bas kohen, she's possible from eating truma. Like in Eishes Ish Es Mezana, the Torah asks her from eating truma. And just like the chum markones her, that she doesn't have a ksuba, also, ein yorshin shalzeh v'yorshin shalzeh yorshim ksubasa. The yorshim of the first husband and the yorshim of the second husband do not yarshin the ksuba. The Gemara is going to obviously ask, well, if she doesn't have a ksuba, then there's nothing to be to yarshin. So what exactly are we talking about? That they don't yarshin the ksuba. V'mesu, and if the first husband and the second husband die without any children, and she requires yibum, achiv shalzeh, chotzim v'lom yabin. No one could do yibum. The brothers of each husband can only do chalitza and cannot do yibum. So that is case number one where Tetim is ever called Rachav Eluba. So that's what we call throughout Shas, called Rachav Eluba. All of those chumras, we just say it's all of those things. We throw the book at her. Everything is bad. So, but case number one is because the get was written with a dating system that was by the wrong Malchus or by Chorban Abayis or Binyan Abayis, or in the wrong place, meaning they didn't write the place where the sofer actually was. Now, there are four other cases we're going to say, Teite Mizeh Mizeh, V'kala Drachim, Eluba. So, number one, one of the things in a get is that you need to have the Shem Abal and the Shem Ha'isha in a get. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, what the Mishnah means when it says Shina Shemo Ushema, that the Sofer changes the Shem of the Baal or the Shem of the Isha. Some of the Rishonim say it means that he changes the name. He just writes a different name. The husband's name is Yosef and he writes Yochanan or something like that. Tosas, however, and other Rishonim say that no, it doesn't mean that he totally changed his name. It means that the husband or the wife had two different names. In Galil, they would call him a certain name. In Yehuda, they'd call him a different name. And Ram Gamliel was Masakin that they should write wherever they are, the name that they're calling in that place. And the Mishnah is Mechadesh, that if they write the other name of where he's called in another place, that's going to be a Psul Midrabanan. So it's Machlok Rishonim what exactly it means over here, that he's Mishana Shema Ushma. Just the very makor of the idea that you need to have the name of the husband and the wife in the get is in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph told us that you need to put the names in the get. The reason you need to put the names in the get, that was a machlokas rishonim. The Ramban, the Ran say that it's because the pasuk says Sefer Krisus. So we darshan that it's got to be a Sfiras Dvarim Shel Krisus, that it needs to tell the story of this divorce. It's not telling the story of this divorce unless it identifies who the people are that are are getting divorced. Other Rishonim, the Arzurua says that if you don't write the Shemos, it's as if you didn't write the Get Lishma. Writing Get Lishma means L'shem, this Ish, this Isha, so that has to be that you have to have identified who are this Ish and this Isha. So anyway, Shina Shma Ushma, if they change the name, Shem Iro V'Shem Ira, or they change the name of his city or her city. So again, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, that's the kind of psul where if she gets remarried based on such a get, she's going to be allowed to stay married to neither husband, and all the dinim that we just identified are going to apply. Another case where we say this, all the arayos that we say that if the tsaros are going to be mutar, meaning the first Mishnah Maseches Yevamos, where you have a case where a man dies and he's married to five women, let's say, and he had no children, so normally it would be a Yibam situation with his brother. Problem is, the man that died was married to his brother's daughter among four other women. He was married to his brother's daughter, which is, he's allowed to be married to his brother's daughter. But now the brother, because he can't do Yibam on his own daughter, obviously, is put from doing Yibam on all the wives. All the wives are Mutar Slushuk. There's no requirement of Yibam. So all of those kinds of relationships where all the tsaros are going to be mutaros l'shuk, and then holchu hatsaros ha'ilu v'nisu, the tsaros went and they got remarried and they thought they were right in getting remarried, that it was fine to get remarried because one of the tsaros was a arayos with the yavam v'nimtzu elu islandis. But then it turns out that the daughter of the surviving brother was an islandist, so there was a problem. She was never really married to the deceased brother, and therefore there really was a yibum situation over here. So now all these other co-wives that got remarried, we have all the chumras that they have to get divorced from both husbands, and all of the chumras are going to be are going to apply. The Rishonim are bothered, but one of the drachma elu that we said is havlad mizeh mizeh is mamzer. That's a little bit harsh because the yavam l'shuk does not generate mamzerus. Meaning, at worst, what happened over here is yavam l'shuk. Yavam l'shuk is a losasei. It doesn't generate mamzerus. So Rashi says, yeah, we're assuming like shitas Rabbi Kiva that it does. Meaning Rabbi Kiva holds that a losasei creates mamzerus, even though we don't pask in that way. That's what the Mishnah must be assuming. Another case where we're going to say Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, Hakone Sesi Vimto, someone who gets married to his Yevama, he does Yibum, V'holcha Tzaros of Nisis Lacher, so one of the Tzaros goes and gets married to somebody else, because as long as one of the wives did Yibum, the rest of them are free to go. And it turns out that the one that did Yibum was an islandist. So Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, call it Racham Eiluba. So then it's very similar to the previous case, except in the previous case, no one ever did Yibum in the first place because they thought they didn't need it since there was a relative of the Yavam. In this case, the Yavam actually did Yibum. There were no relatives. He did Yibum, but it turns out the one he chose to do Yibum with was an islandist. So it turns out that she was never really eligible for Yibum, and the other ones really required Yibum. So we also say, Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh called Drach Me'ilba. And then a final case. Kasav Sofer get li'ish v'shover li'isha. Sofer wrote a get to give to the man so that he can give it to his wife, and a receipt to give to the woman so she can give it to the husband when she receives the get. And then he got confused with the documents. Tav v'nasan get l'ish v'shover l'ish. When they came to pick up the documents, he gave the wrong document to each party. V'nasan zeh l'zeh. And the husband gives his wife the document in front of Edim, the document that he was given by the sofer, thinking it's a get, but it turns out all he was giving her was a shovar. And then the woman in exchange gives him back a get. So he's looking through his documents to see where he has his shovar, and he sees that he has a get. Wait, how do I still have a get? I thought I gave her the get. And she's looking through her documents. They realize what happens. So what had happened? So Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh called Drachem Eluba. They never got divorced. So she got remarried based on that. So Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, and we're going to have all the chumras. Rabbi Elazar says, on that last case, Imli Alter, if right after the giving of the get and the shovar, the get, we see that he has the get and she has the shover, ain't the get. Then obviously we know that they are not really divorced, and we're going to have all these chumras. But im la'achar zman yatsa harei ze get. But if it was a year later that they discover, it was la'achar zman, the Gemara will have to define exactly what la'achar zman is. But if it was Leachar's man, that it turns out that he's holding a get and not a shovar, and she's holding a shovar and not a get, with the husband, the first husband does not have ne'emanos to say that I never really divorced her and that there was a big mix-up. Where we assume that there must have been some sort of kanunya, some sort of deal that the husband and wife had worked, that the first husband worked out with the wife to pretend that they never got divorced, to get her out of the second marriage. It must not be working out well for her in the second marriage, and therefore he's trying to get her back, and they made up a story over here. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Okay, so now the Gemara starts analyzing the Mishnah. My Malchus She'ena Hogenes. What does it mean when it says Malchus She'ena Hogenes? Meaning of the five psulim that we had mentioned in terms of dating of the get, we said Malchus She'ena Hogenes, Malchus Yavan, Malchus Madai, Binyan Abayis, Churban Abayis. What does Malchus She'ena Hogenes mean? So says Gemara, Malchus HaRomiyim. It means the Romans. V'amaykar the Malchus She'ena Hogenes. Why do we call the Romans Malchus She'ena Hogenes? Mishum Dein Lam Loksav Lo Lashon. Because they don't have their own writing and their own language. They always borrowed writing and languages and language from from other nations, and those are the defining characteristics of a legitimate malchus. So that's why they're called the Malchus She'ena Hogenes. Why is it that they were misakin that we date a get by the malchus in the first place? Mishum shalom malchus. So to create a sense of shalom with the kingdom that you live in, that when the malchus sees that they get mentioned in our official documents, in the most important of our documents, so they're going to see that they're obviously very chashuv, that they that we write our shtaros using them. Mishum shalom malchus teitim avad mamzer. But because of shalom malchus, we're going to say teitim izem. We're going to ruin the whole Yichus of Klal Yisrael because you didn't show that little cover that they may or may not feel when you write the Malchus and the Get. So Mishum Shlom Malchus Teitzev Alva Mamzer in Rameir L'Tamei Damer Rav Amnuna Mishmei Du'ula Omer Hay Rameir Kol Meshan Mabeish Tavucham Begitin Havlan Mamzer. Whenever you're Meshana from the way the Chum say that you're supposed to write a Get and you don't do it that way, then the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. So our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, so it assumes, like the Shita of Reb Meir, that shouldn't be surprising to us. L'shum Malchus Yavan, we then said that if you're right, based on Malchus Yavan, so that's also psul, so tzricha. Why does he need to tell me that if you write based on the Romans and if you write based on the Greeks, meaning if you write based on anybody other than the Malchus that you're living in right now? Right, it has to give all these examples, the Romans and the Greeks, and so tzricha diash meaning malchus she'eno genes. If it only would have told me the Romans, I would say that the gets pasul mishum demalicha, because the Romans still have a malchus, so therefore the king that you're living under is going to be very insulted that you're declaring your loyalty to a competing malchus while he's still while he's on the throne. Aval malchus mother malchus yavim, but ancient malchus, okay, you know, you have this thing where you get all caught up, you know. That there are people that are Abraham Lincoln, historians that are very obsessed with Abraham Lincoln. President Biden is not at all insulted if you say that I'm a Lincoln or whatever. But if you're a Trumper, you know, then that's he's still here. Meaning, how can you declare your loyalty to somebody else? So Malchus Madai, Malchus Yavan, Maida Hava. So that's ancient history. So he's got this thing with history. So maybe he's not going to be so upset. Said it's not going to cause any kinna in the malchus. So that's why the Mishnah is telling me, no, that even in that case, the get is going to be apostle. Now, what the Mishnah never takes the next step and says, okay, so why do you need to tell me both Malchus Madai and Malchus Yavan, meaning they're both Malchios of bygone eras, you know, that are no longer there. So the Chidush Aran says that if it only would have said Malchus Yavan, I would have thought that that it's only Malchus Yavan that the king will get jealous of because it was more recent. But Malchus Madai, which is much longer ago, I would think he's not so makbid about. Okay, v'iyashmin and Malchus Madai and Malchus Yavan mishum demalchvasa havi. And if it only would have told me Malchus She'eno Genes and Malchus Yavan and Malchus Madai, so I would see, yeah, that's where the king gets upset because you're mentioning other Malchuyos. Aval Binyan Abayis, Maida Avahava. But the fact that you happen to be talking about the Binyan Abayis, maybe the king doesn't get so upset about that. That's ancient history. And Therefore, you're not talking about Malchus Yisrael, so the king's not going to be makbid about that. V'yashminan binyan abayis, and if you would have only told me that it's possible when you mention binyan abayis, I would say, yeah, that's where the king's going to be upset. Damri kamat gri shufachayu, because you're obviously yearning for the times of the great glory of the Jewish people and the Jewish Malchus, avul chorban abayis. But if you mention chorban abayis, tzaruhu, where it's only the tzar of the Jewish people, emalo, I would think that the Malchus is not going to be makbid about that. So tzricha. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me all five of those cases that's a psul in the get, that the king would be upset that it would passel the get. Then we said, haya b'mizrach v'kasav b'marav, that if he was in the east and he wrote it in the west. So man, who is the person that's in the east that's writing in the west? Ilema baal, if we're talking about the husband, that the sofer changed the location of the husband, and he writes that the husband lived in a different city than he actually lived in. Hainu shina shma ushma shemira v'shemira. Well, we already covered that case later on in the Mishnah, where we said that he writes the incorrect city. The Shemiro means the incorrect city of the husband. So what does it mean? Hayib Mizrach v'Kasamar Elav Sofer. It must be that he wrote the incorrect city for the Sofer, the Chamor Masakin, that the Sofer writes the Mokum of the Ksiva Saget. And that's why it says that if the Get was written in the Mizrach and the Sofer writes that the Get is being written in the Marav, so then the Get is possible. We discussed already in the Mishnah that there's a Machlokas Rishonim, what that means. The Ksiva of the Get or the Hasima of the Get, but either way, it's not the husband. It's the place where the Get is being produced. So the Gemara proves that that's the din, that a sofer has to write in the Get the place where he is writing the Get, the location of the writing of the Get. Kedam lu Rav l'safrei, like Rav would tell his soferim, v'cheinom lu Rav Huna l'safrei, and Rav Huna would tell his soferim, ki asvisu b'shili, when you sit down in Shili to write a Get, ksovu b'shili, write that you are writing in Shili. V'yafgav demimsr l'chumili b'hini, and even though you may be the text of the actual Get may be in Hini, even though you were told to write it when you were in Hini, meaning you were instructed to write the Get rather when you were in Hini. Ki asvisu b'hini, ksovu b'hini. If you are sitting and writing the Get in Hini, then write that you are in Hini. V'alfagav demimsu l'chumili b'shili, even though you may have been instructed to write the Get in Shili. These are two places, Hini and Shili. Why are these places given as the examples? So Tosfos points out that there are two places that are very close to each other. The Gemara in Beitza Daf Chafeh Beis says that they're both in the same Tchum Shabbos of each other, so they're very close to each other. So I might have thought that if you write Hini b'Shili or Shili b'Hini, that it's not Mechsi Keshikra because they're mamish neighboring towns. So on the same day, you can go from one town to the other, even if it's a Shabbos. So Kamash Malan, that still we have to be Machmid to write the actual proper location of the Get. So now the Gemara goes back to the basic din of the Mishnah, that if you didn't write the Get L'Shem B'Malchus that's currently in charge, so the Get is going to be possible. So Amar Avidam Rishmuel, Zod Divrei Rav Meir, that our Mishnah that says if you write L'Shem Malchus Acheres, the Get is possible, L'Shitas Rav Meir. Avacham Momrim Afil L'Kosov L'Shem Santer Shabir HaRezim Gereshes. You don't have to write L'Shem the Melech, you could just write by any government official, the person who is the one who's in charge of knowing where the borders of every field in the city are. So that's also a government post, and therefore that's good enough. So I raise a Mugureshas. She's still divorced. How gita dav kasev bay lishum istandra de bashkar. There was a get that the sofer wrote based on the date of the number of years that the bashkar, who was the name of a person who was a particular appointment of the king, had been in his post. So shalchar of Nachman bar Chisla came to Rabba. They asked Rabba the Shaila whether it's such a good get, whether it's such a get is a good get. Ki I gav namai, what's the din? Such a get that was not written al shem the melech. It was written al shem an evid of the melech. Is that kosher or not? So Shalach Leis, so Rabbi sent back to Rav Nachman, Baha, in such a case, Afilu Rabbi Meir Modi, even Rabbi Meir is going to be Moda, that it's kosher. My Taima, why would he say that the Get is kosher? It wasn't written L'Shem the Melech, because Me'osa Malchus, who? Because that Bashkar is connected to that Malchus that's in charge. So the Melech is not going to be upset if you identify one of his underlings in the get. But if you identify someone that's got nothing to do with the melech, that's where he's going to be upset. Why is that any different than the guy who's in charge of the borders of the city and things like that? Isn't that also a government post? No, hasam zilu milsa. When you write the shame the santa shabir, the get's puzzle, because it's a zilzal the melech that you write based on the pachos shabi avadav, based on someone who has such a lowly post. But hacha shvichlu milsa, but when you write based on the bashkar, based on bashkar, who is a very chashva eved of the melech, so it's a shevach and a cover for the melech that you mention his chashva underlings, and the melech is not going to be makbid about that, and therefore the get is going to be kosher. It reminds me of like the Gemara in Sota, where it says that you pass the Sefer Torah from one person to the next, from the Sagan to the Kohen Gadol to the Melech, right? Because by showing kavod to the Kohen Gadol, you're showing greater kavod to the Melech, because you're saying that look, even the Kohen Gadol's beneath him. So by showing kavod to someone who's beneath the Melech, so you're showing that even someone who's such a chashva person is beneath the Melech. The Mishnah that passes a get that's not written the Shem Lamalchus, and even B'tiyevah the get is not kosher, that's Shitas Rameir. Avil Chum Momrim Havlad Kosher. The Chum say that if you don't write the Shem Lamalchus, the Vlad is going to be kosher. Umodim Chum Rameir, but the Chum will agree to Rameir, Shem Shina, Shmo Ushma, Shem Yerov, Shem Yira, Shavlad Mamzer. That if you mess up the name of the husband or the name of the wife or the name of the cities, so then even the Chum Marmoda, that the Vlad is going to be mamzer. Amar Rav Ashi Afan Anami Tanina. We learned that way in our Mishnah that Rabbanan are moda. That if you're Mishana Shmo Shma Shemiro Shemira, that the Vlad is mamzer, because it says Shina Shmo Shma Shemiro Shemira Tetim Izem Izem called Racham Eluba. So Haman Katanila, who's the author of that line in the Mishnah? Elim Rameir Lervin Vlasninu. If Rameir is the author of that line in the Mishnah, why didn't the Mishnah just say it all at one shot? The Mishnah should have said, if you write the Shemal Khashen again, the Shemal Khash Romi and Yavan and Madai and Binyan Abayis, Chorban Abayis, Mishana Shemiro Shemira Shmo Shma, should have said it all at once. So then, Kol Drachma Elba. Why did it break it up in two things? First line of the Mishnah was that you wrote the shame the wrong Malchus of Bin Nabais, Chobin Nabais. And we said all the halachos. And then we go and move on to another halacha. You Mishana Shemiro, Shmo Shmo Shemiro Shemiro. Why did it do that? El Shemamina Rabban. It must be that even those who disagree with the first line agree with the second line. That the Rabbanan are the authors of that second line as well. So Shemamina. And so you see that even the Rabbanan are moda that in such a case havlad mamzer. So then we said kolarayisha amru, that all the cases where we say tzarosein mutaros, that normally the other wives are free to go and are muteros l'shuk because one of the wives is a rayos with the surviving brother. So we said if that wife turned out to have been an islandess, so then we're going to also have koladrachem eluba. Teitim says koladrachem eluba. So the Gemara is medayik from the fact that it says that all the tzaros went and nisu in. It sounds like that dafka, if they got remarried while they were still zakuk liyavam, they become asra on the yavam. But zinu lo, but if they were mezane while they were zakuk liyavam, then they're not going to become asra to the yavam based on that znus. That if they had become asra even just by being mezane, why didn't the Mishnah just say that they were mezane? Why does it say nisu? So they matavi tiyuf to Rav Hamnuna. Maybe this is a raya against Rav Hamnuna. Damar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna tells us shomeris yavam. A woman whose husband dies and she's waiting for Yibum, shezinsa asura liyavama, she's asur to her yavam. And our Mishnah, if we're medayik in our Mishnah, it seems that if she's mizana, she's muteras to the yavama. So says Gemara, lo nisu vu adin lazinu. When the Mishnah gives an example of nisu, it means who adin if she was mizana. Nisu lishna ma'al yonakat. We're not going to speak about mizana, so we'd rather speak about nisu. We speak in a nicer lashon. V'ikadamri, others bring our Mishnah as a riot to Rav Hamnuna, that nisu vuhu adin lzinu, that when it says nisu, what difference does it make whether she got remarried to somebody else or she was mizana with someone else? And they say yele to Rav Hamnuna, that's a riot to Rav Hamnuna. Dav Rav Hamnuna shomeres yom shezinsa asur liyavama. So it says more, lo, it's not a riot to Rav Hamnuna, nisu dafka, that we dafka choose the case of nisu, and there's a reason to be mechalik mishum de mechalfa biisha shalach baila le medina sayam, that we get confused with the case of a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam, that they tell her that her husband died, and then she gets married to someone else based on that Eidos, and then the husband comes back from Medina Sayyam, where she's not allowed to go back to the first husband, even though Mikar Adin, she's allowed to go back to him, because she got married to the other guy, Ba'ones, but the Chamar goes there, that she can't get remarried to the first husband, so that people don't think that the first husband divorced her before she married the second husband, and now the second husband's divorcing her, she's going back to the first husband. That's a violation of Machzir Grushaso Mishenises. So for that very same reason, the Chacham said that a Shomeres Yavam that had gotten married after she had become Asura to her Yavam, in order that the world not think that the Yavam must have done Chalitza with her, and now she's going and marrying him, so that's why they made such a Gezeira. So that reason is Shaykh only when Nisu La'acher, not if she was Mizana with Acher. So because the Znus doesn't have a call, no one's going to know about the Znus. So no one's going to know that she was Mizana. So that reason is only, so there's reason to be Mechalik between Nisu and Zinu. Hakone says Yevimta. We then said if a guy marries a Yevama, and turns out the one that he married, the Yevama that he took, was an Islandist. So all the Tzaros who have now gotten remarried are now in trouble. So Tzricha, why do I need both of those cases? Both the case where there was no Yibum, but there was an erva, where there was a rayos, one of the tzaros was a rayos, and the case where he did yibum with one of the tzaros, and the one that he did yibum with turns out to be an islandist. D'yesh min bach kamaisiv, it only would have told me the first case where it was a tzaros erva, mishum lo ikai mitzvah yibum, because he didn't even try to do the mitzvah of yibum. Aval hacha, ikai mitzvah yibum, at least over here, where he tried to do the mitzvah of yibum, it just didn't work out so well. It turned out she was an islandist. Emelo, I would think that we're not going to make a knas on the person. V'yesh min hacha, and if it only would have told me in the case where he did that, where he did the mitzvah yibum, mishum de karamia kamei, because at the time of the misas habal, he knew that he had a mitzvah yibum. Avalasim de lo ramia kamei, but in the case where one of them was arayos, he thought that there was no mitzvah yibum. Say emalos, I would think that we don't make such a knas tzricha. That's why I need both of these cases. Okay, Beshem, tomorrow we'll pick up with kasef hasofer v'ta'a. Everyone have a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos.